The Old Testament's puzzling. But there's something that we can understand about the Old Testament, especially this piece of Hosea. It seems, why in the world would God do that to Hosea? It seems like the most cruel direction for him to tell him to go and marry a person of that persuasion and then to live in that. The point of it in the Old Testament, a prophet is a one who's going to not predict the future like we commonly today understand a prophet, but speak the word of God. The nation of Israel was falling away from obedience to God. They were sinning. They were doing what God did not want them to do, what God had told them not to do. And Hosea is chosen by God to bring the word of God to the people of God. And sometimes that word is not what you want to hear. It is not all milk and honey. It is not that everything's going to be peachy keen for you. But sometimes there are going to be difficult times. Can I hear an amen? None of us have been in that position where there's not been a loss or not been a turmoil or, you know, trials and tribulations. That is a part of life. One of the things about Scripture that tells us that it's true is you look at how difficult. If you wanted to write something that everybody's going to believe and then trust their lives in, you'd, if you were in the world, if you were writing a screenplay for a movie, you'd write it so that everything works out all right for them. Well, that's not the way the Scriptures work, because it's true life. The challenges that come with life, the challenges that come with interaction with other people. In all of those challenges, what we have in Luke and what's also in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, is what we just prayed, what we commonly refer to as the Lord's Prayer. See, it's not just a litany of going through the motions of saying those words in that sequence. But each and every time we say the Lord's Prayer, we're reiterating and restating the very relationship that we have with God, that God has really enabled on His side. Because you and I are not without sin. God can't abide in His presence any sin. So if we were to go on our own merit, would any one of us be able to stand before our Maker? No. Would any of us be able to be in His presence? No. It's only by His love, His grace, and His mercy, and the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ, that we can come with confidence, boldly, as some scriptures state, not puffed up in our own self-value, but in humility and the love and grace of God. When He said, pray, Father, hallowed be Thy name, Your kingdom come, give us each day our daily bread, forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial. We know the prayer. But what I want you to do this week is, as you say that prayer, think of each of those phrases. In your mind, do a mental picture. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. That means you and I have to figure out what it is God's will is. Because He may be enabling us to be part of His will. So we need to be part of it and listening for Him. Just as Mary in the Mary and Martha story. Mary knelt at the feet of Jesus and listened. The challenge here, when Luke continues with this discussion that Jesus has with his disciples, and he's telling them, kind of giving them an understanding of how prayer works. You see, you pray, and it happens, right? I don't know about you, but it hasn't worked like that for me. Oftentimes, you pray, and there's a period of time where you have to wait. Now, there have been times I've prayed, and it has happened. But most of the time, you get an answer, and it may not, it's either a yes or a no, and sometimes not yet. Sometimes it's wait. And the wait is the difficult one. So the story that he tells here, he says, suppose one of you has a friend and you go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing set before him. Now, how many of you guys are going to, you know, late at night, somebody shows up at your door and says, can you loan me 3 loaves of bread? Because somebody is just, a visitor has just come and I don't have anything to give him. Well, most people might respond like this guy does. Do not bother me. The door's already been locked. My children are with me in bed, and I cannot get up and give you anything. That's normally what happens in the world. But if this is a really good friend, and even if he heard the response, but he persists, I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. Essentially, if the guy stays out there and he keeps knocking, at some point he's going to say, look, it's much easier just to answer this one. I'll go get what bread I've got and I'll give it to him. And again, it's an illustration. It's not necessarily someone actually doing this. He's saying, think of this and how things go. It's persistence. So we need, when we pray, we're persistent. You continue to pray. You continue to meditate. You continue to seek an answer. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks the door will be opened. That sounds like that's pretty easy. All you have to do is seek and you shall find. Ask and it'll be given to you. Knock and the door will be opened. Again, it is the relationship that we have with God. We continue to seek Him and we'll find Him. We seek Him in our lives. We seek Him in nature. We seek Him in Scripture. We seek Him in our families. And we'll find Him. When we ask and we persist in asking, we'll receive. It may not be the way we expected. I've told you often how as my brother was dealing with his 18-month battle with cancer, and he was going through chemo and radiation, and we were praying. Not only us, the church, his church, literally thousands of people were praying for him. And I even had a vision. I could see him bathed in light and all of these dots all around his body where the cancer had spread got brighter, 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 and then just went out. And I thought, it's going to be a miracle. God's going to heal him. Well, he did heal him. He took him home. That doesn't negate your prayers. God answers those prayers in the best way for us ultimately. I don't understand it completely, but I have faith and I believe. I trust God. So when you seek and you search and you knock on the door, just as we pray the Lord's Prayer, it is with faith that He will answer the prayer. Not a complete understanding of how and when He's going to answer that prayer, but that He will answer the prayer. And in that, we should have peace, even if it hurts a little bit or a lot. But there's peace in knowing that God's in control and we have absolute faith in His love, grace, and mercy. Shalom.